USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. More than a week after the midterm election, there are still races without a winner. In the Georgia governor's race, the Republican Brian Kemp, with north of 50,000 votes ahead of Democrat Stacey Abrams. Yet, she still will not concede the race. To Florida, where the Senate seat still not certified because the election too close to call. There will now be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. So under state law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, which it is, it triggers a manual recount. In other news, we learn this Saturday, President Trump scheduled to visit towns in California destroyed by the wildfires, home after home, building after building, burnt to the ground in the town of Paradise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.